Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Talk Radio Show, sponsored by the Hope Collection, and Optimize My Life. You know, we feel that everyone needs to have their life optimized. And when Dr. Joel Griffin started the radio show and having it sponsored by Optimize My Life, Optimize My Life is a website that's set up that we are connected through the Hope Collection. And we use that to help people and to help them to help other people, because that's what we're all about. That's our motto, is helping people and helping them to help other people. So we don't have any particular agenda that we follow. We do work together as a team, and so we have a whole team of hosts that work the radio show different days in a week, and we're gonna follow that that pattern where we work with people, and we have a lot of different programs that we can make available to people, and help them to accomplish whatever it is they want to accomplish in their lives. So it's all about, the focus is on other people. It's not on us, because we're just the messenger, and we do coaching with people, and we can refer them to counselors if they need counselors, and the people that have maybe expertise that we don't have. So that's how it all works. It's a very simple process. We use this program 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from noon until 1 o'clock, to try to get into the lives of other people, because that's what we're interested in. We're interested in helping them in their lives, and helping them to determine what it is that they need help with, because a lot of people we find don't really know for sure what it is that they want to do in their lives, or what they want to accomplish. So we help them in those areas. And we help them to set out a plan, if that's what it is that they're interested in. And it may be something in housing, or it may be something in education, or it could be in health and wellness, or it could be in clean air and water, or it could be in any number of areas that we work in. We work with a lot of veterans. We work with a lot of people who are seniors, and a lot of people who have special needs. And a lot of first responders, in the military, and in the private industry, like police officers and EMS people, and so forth. And we work with people, as I said, with special needs and seniors and so forth. And all of those are as I said, we don't have any particular agenda, and we don't exclude anybody. Everybody's invited. Everybody's invited to come on. Everybody's invited to ask us questions, and everybody's invited to whatever it is that they need in their lives that we can work with you on. And we make a commitment to someone or anyone or any organization that we will stick with you for the rest of our lives. We're not going to just say, look, here's two things you need to do. Go do those, and we'll see you later. Hope you have a great life. No, it doesn't work that way. We work with people. I've been working with some people for over 40 years in certain areas in their lives. So I'm very committed to that. I'm very committed to you and you and you and you, whoever you are. And so give us a call. The number to get into the show is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. You can dial right into that number, and we will see your phone number come up on our studio on our computer, and we will talk with you. We'll invite you to talk if you want to. If you just want to listen, that's okay too. I see we have a couple of guests here, so I'm going to introduce them. First is my friend Larry from New Jersey. Hi, Larry. How you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. God is good. He's helping us in any ways we need help. And I know that you're a man of God, and you have a great family. And I appreciate you so much coming on the show, Larry.
Thank you.
I wanted to introduce. You're welcome. I want to introduce another good friend of mine, Mary from Minnesota, right, Mary?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. Are you knee deep in snow up there yet?
No, we only got about 6 inches of snow this year. It's been crazy weather.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you all moved now in your new location?
We are moved, almost completely set up. We'll be there in a couple more days. A couple more things we need to get organized, but.
Well, I tell you, it takes time when you move because you pack everything up and then you have to unpack it and then figure out where you're going to put things and so forth. And I know, I've been through it many, many times. And I wish you the best on that, and I wish you the best at your new location. And how's everything going with you guys?
We're doing good, getting ready for Memorial Day, getting busy. I will be taking a week off in about a week or so to have my own mini vacation now that Ron's better.
Great, great. Are you going to Buffalo?
For Memorial Day, I am. I think you missed the announcement. So the Hope Collection and the Radio Optimize My Life, we are working with the first African-American War Memorial organization to rededicate their memorials things on Memorial Day this weekend. And we're going to start out in U.S. Naval Park in Buffalo, and we're going to end at Patriots Park at Russell's.
Oh, that's great. You and Larry are both veterans, and I know you're both active with veterans in your lives, and that's a great. I was up there with you all at the last Memorial Day celebration in Buffalo, and I had a great time. And that's I met Captain Len Kane up there. He was a keynote speaker last week, and Len and I've been talking a couple of times this week. He has invited me to join him and his board members on the Golden Rule Society. And I told him I would be very humbled and very honored to work with him on that. And he's officially, I don't know if he's had an official announcement yet, but he did invite me to be one of the senior advisors on the Hope Collection. So I'm very happy to work with him on that. So anyway, it's a great honor for me, I was surprised when he called me and asked me about it. And I told him we talked for about a half an hour yesterday, and I told him, I said, I'll do whatever you need to help you, Lynn. And he said he appreciates it. He is such a tremendous leader and a great friend to many of us on the Hope Collection. As you guys know, years ago, Dr. Joel Griffin and Lynn King got together. They were in a business meeting somewhere, and they both hit it off, and they decided to join together the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. They have a partnership where we work together with the people that we're working with. And it's a great honor to be part of that, and I'm just happy that the good Lord has put me in the position to be able to do that, and I know Mary, you're involved as a board member on the Hope Collection, and we appreciate your efforts in that also. You're doing so many good things to help us, and thank you, my friend, for that. We appreciate it. Mary,
oh,
you got anything?
It most of the time.
Yeah. you got any new things you want to talk to us about?
Next week is Neurodiversity Week, and it's all designed to bring awareness to special needs.
Wow.
And one thing I have noticed, a lot of this with working with parents, but also with schools. When it comes to our children, you know, we mold them, we shape them into what we would like them to become, but we walk this fine line of who we want them to become as kids into adults, but still allowing them to progress in who they are as individuals. And when kids have a diagnosis or are different, we forget that they're kids, and we forget that they are unique in their own little way. And we have to remember that. And schools are becoming horrible with this when it comes to, you know, molding them into who they want them to be and not who they are as individuals. And we just got to remember, these kids are different, but yet they're still kids. They're people.
Yep. You know, and the more we work with them, and the more we help them to adapt to society and to do things that maybe people think that they can't do, the more we find that they can accomplish a lot of things. And Larry's a good example of that. One of his family members is a special needs young man, and I've known Larry and his son Lawrence for many, many years, and Larry and his wife have accomplished great things with that young man. He's involved in a lot of different organizations and different programs and so forth, and he's taking on some leadership roles too. So I'm very I can see it. I can attest to that. I'm working with a young man in Tennessee for many years, and he's done the same thing. People said he would not be able to do a lot of things that he's doing today in his life, like driving a car and finishing high school and working at a job and so forth. But You know, people always said to him all of his life, well, you can't do those kinds of things. You're not able to. Well, he's proven them all wrong. And I know that, Mary, you see the same thing in your family and with others that you work with also. Is that right?
Yeah. My biggest issue with, like, my son is he's only 8 years old, but he's so much older in the brain. He's so much smarter.
Yep.
So when he does
yep.
dumb things that a normal 8-year-old little boy will do, I got to remember to take a step back and not yell at him for being an 8-year-old and, you know. Like the other day, he's picking his nose, and I'm yelling at him to knock it off. And he looks at me, and he goes, no. And I go, why? He goes, boys are disgusting, and it's my nose. So I had to laugh, and I walked away, and I go, you know what? Just go do it somewhere else, and I don't want to see it.
Yep.
Moms don't have to see their boys being disgusting.
You know, it takes some special effort to work with them and to help them to accomplish things. And I found that when they are able to accomplish things, they feel so much better about themselves. It improves their self-image. And improves the way that they relate to other people, Larry, I think you found the same thing with your son, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and I know you've worked a lot with Lawrence to help him to take on tasks that. He may not be sure that he can do, you know. He takes them on and he accomplishes them, right?
Yeah.
You know, his work, I know, with the Knights of Columbus and with the Elks Club and so forth and the things he does in church, he's doing great things. I commend you for the work that you put out to help him with those things and to teach him and to work with him. So thank you for that. And I know Lawrence feels better about himself because he can do certain things. And
yeah, definitely.
And you're like you said with your family, Mary. I'm sure you see the same kinds of things happening.
Oh, yeah. You know, our biggest achievement right now is him talking, but, you know, him using imagination. You know, a lot of kids with autism aren't given the opportunities to learn what imagination is.
Uh-huh.
So they don't understand how to play and how to do things because they're being told they have to do this, this, and this and live in this world. And so when he's able to take my couch and rearrange it around and create, you know, mountains and, you know, for me, seeing him be a regular little boy is, for me, the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know, grab a stick and play swords.
And you have special skills and special education in those areas, so you can relate more to them and be able to help them more. I know I see it. I see it when I met you and I met your family up in Buffalo last year.
The reason I got the training was so that I could help my kids. Because when they were diagnosed, I had no idea what autism was or even that it was a thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was working on learning how the brain operates and the wiring of the brain to help overcome my own struggles with mental health issues. And then when they got diagnosed, I had to help them. And so I started getting different training from all over the world and... No, the biggest thing is just letting them be able to do things on their own and not always being there to micromanage.
Yep.
And fix everything in the world for them.
Yep. You know, and it's all about helping other people. And when it's a family member, it's even more important to us as individuals to help our family members. And I think that commend you for all that you're doing for your family and for other people I know that you're working with also. And doing this Special Needs Week, recognizing that, I think is very important too. You know, there's a big thing going on this month. I think it's honoring women. And you know that our country has really sidestepped that for many years now, in recent years, and it's something that we need to do. We need to do more of that, honor women in all their accomplishments in their lives, and I think it's I try to do it with my wife every day, try to honor her for all the things that she does, because she's a tremendous family person, and she works with families every single day, and I'm so happy to have her, that the good Lord has brought her into my life, and it's just amazing all the things that she accomplishes, and she doesn't have any special training in that area. She has just picked up those things by doing them. There was a motto when I was in the Future Farmers of America organization. It was called "Learn by Doing," and we did that. We did that all the time, and that's how we learn things, is by doing them. And that's what I've encouraged my kids, my children, to do. You know, you may not know.
Sounds like Bob's having a little bit of difficulties with his system at the moment.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, actually, my dogs are barking like crazy right now, so.
For once, mine are quiet. Knock on wood.
We have a visitor at our house right now, so that's why they're barking. And I got so many dogs, just little dogs, but boy, do they bark.
Sometimes they bark worse than the big dogs.
Yep.
You know, I work with a few different organizations when it comes to, you know, mental health with veterans and service members.
Right.
And the one thing that the biggest misconception is with a lot of these guys is they believe that it's stronger to deal with the issues yourself than it is to ask for help.
Yeah.
And that once you have an issue, you're stuck that way, and you just have to settle. And those are the two biggest misconceptions that we have. You know, it takes more courage to reach out and ask for help and get the help.
Yep.
And to, you know, being diagnosed with post-war syndrome, being diagnosed with anxiety. Those are temporary issues, and they can be overcome.
Yes, that is correct.
And just because a therapist didn't work doesn't mean there's not an alternative way of helping. And with the Hope Collection, we are creating a whole new avenue in the education area and in the health and wellness area with professionals that are trained in alternative forms, such as hypnotherapy, coaching, health, and other areas too, meditations and yogas. And so there is no one-size-fits-all to overcome where you're struggling.
Right.
But there will be people able to help you. And if there's not someone available to help you, we will look and connect you with people that are willing to help you.
Well, that's a great thing that you're doing. You know, sometimes, I mean, I'm a veteran, and, you know, I go to a thing that's called the Breakfast Club, and we meet on Tuesday mornings, and we go and we have a breakfast, and it, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. And actually the guy who owns this great big egg plant, you know, and he gives us the eggs for free, and what we do is we charge, you know, $1, you know, for a dozen eggs. So, you know, that's how we make money. You know, I mean, so, but I mean,
right?
We have a nice breakfast. You're sitting down, you know, with other veterans, and you know, and you're talking about, you know, your experiences and stuff like that. And it's, I tell you, it's a great thing, you know.
And even doing that, being surrounded by people, you know. Faith-based organizations that help with mental health have a 86% higher success rate to overcome them than just talk therapy alone. And the big reason is these groups are designed to as a community. And the more you're involved in community, the more it helps you come out of what you're dealing with. And the cool part about a lot of these organizations like that is you're with people that you understand what you're going through.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
You're not stuck in that world of dealing with a civilian that asks you a really stupid question.
Oh, yeah.
And we all get those.
Yep. Well,
you know,
yeah.
Go ahead, guys.
Hi, welcome back.
It's a great opportunity for us to give back to others for things that we've been blessed with, and I just think it's you know, the good Lord gives each of us different blessings. He gives us all a lot of common blessings, but He also gives us some special skills sometimes, and if we don't use those skills, we're going to lose them. And it's just like it says in the Bible, if you don't use the blessings, you're gonna lose them. And so it's important for each of us to give back to others, like the love that God gives us. He gives us all unconditional love, and He expects us to give it back to other people, to give it out to other people, and to help them in their lives. And that's what I think that that's so important for us to do, to follow that that command from the good Lord, is to love Him and love His people, and to help them in any way we can, and do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and And I think that's one of the main themes of the Golden Rule Society is following that, and through Len Cain's Kindness Club and various other efforts that he's put out. And I know Mary's and her family are very much involved in that, because Mary, tell us a little bit about your daughter and what she's done regarding the kindness campaign.
So because there was no group or activity she could actually do in her school that she was interested in, she decided she wanted to create a kindness club.
Yep.
And what that is, and we've taken that at one step farther. So Len Cain's kindness campaign is all about helping others. And the biggest thing is, especially in children, is taking care of ourselves and helping ourselves and being
yep.
kind to ourselves. So not only is this club designed for you to do acts of kindness to others, but also to turn around and be kind to yourself. And it's okay to screw up. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fall.
Yep.
And
yep.
when you start looking at things that way and start working with these kids this way, it helps increase their mental health. Because right now in society, we're in a mental health crisis. And a lot of it has to do with kids between the ages of 12 and 17.
Oh, that's great. That is great, Mary. You know, it being kind to other people and being kind to yourself, like you said, that's very important in building your self-image of yourself. And we have the response. Each of us has the response to do that.
Well, you know, Ariana brought up a good point the other day, because you know I'm working on getting my chaplain certification, and so
yep.
We do a lot with the Bible on a daily basis in our house, and we were going through the passages, and she goes, you know. People say that they're not good, or everyone says that, you know, there's something wrong with them. But if you read this, God says he made us like him.
Yep.
And God is
yep.
perfect.
Yep.
So that means that we're perfect the way we are, because God made us the way we're supposed to be. And we forget that.
You know, it's like love. It's like the love that God has given us. You know, we have to love ourselves first in order to love other people. And if we love ourselves enough that we build our own self-image in a way that God wants us to do it, then we are better equipped to help other people and to help them to love one another. And to help them to help each other, and that's where it's very important, because that's how we expand it out so much more and so much more quickly, is by helping others and helping them to help others. And I just when Dr. Joel Griffin first introduced that to us many years ago, when he started the Hope Collection, it was a little foreign to us, and it was a little we had to practice it in order to understand it, and then finally if we practice it enough and we believe it enough, then we can more easily help other people to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish, and help them to move forward with their life. And that's the important part of it, is the helping other people to move forward in their lives, no matter what area that it's in. If it's in the spiritual area, we can help them in that. If it's in the education area, we can help them in that. If it's, you know, if it's in their financial situation in their lives, we can help them with that. So it's if it's housing, or if it's food and water, whatever it is, we are more equipped to help people. The more we do it, the more we're able to do it. And that's what I've found in my past experiences. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, as I'm going through my classes and learning more about the Bible, Joel's pay it forward to help others is actually what Jesus says is the second most important commandment. And we forget that.
Yep.
You know, the first important commandment in Jesus' eyes was love God.
Yep.
And honor thy God. But the second most important commandment is love your neighbor.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so basically the whole Hope Collection is created based on what Jesus believed to be the second commandment.
Yep. You know, and it doesn't cost us anything to love other people. It doesn't cost anything for us to love ourselves. We can just give it away. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to give it away. He gives it to us freely, unconditionally. And he expects us to do that and to do what he's done and do what he wants us to do. And it's so easy to do that. You know, my father was not a loving person. He would do anything to help us boys, but he would not say to us, "I love you, Bob," or "I love you, John," or "I love you, Jim," which are my two brothers. I worked with him for probably 20 years before he finally was able to say that to me, "I love you, Bob." So when I would come and visit my mom and dad when I got older, and I'd always go up to him and give him a big hug and then tell my dad, "I love you." And finally one day he said it to me, "I love you too, Bob." You know, and I was so surprised because he was not, that was just not something he would do, you know. So, see, it doesn't matter how long it takes to help people to accomplish something. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we finally help them to accomplish that. And that's what's important. I've always used that philosophy with my children. I've told them it's not so important how long it takes. The important part is that you do accomplish something you set out to accomplish. And I think that's very, very, very critical to understand because then they don't lose their motivation right away if it doesn't work right away. And so it's important that they understand. And I think that's why my kids have accomplished so many things in their lives, in their education and in their working with other people. And I just think that's very, very important, not only with our children, but with our friends and family members and all the people we associate with. That's very important that they understand that. Does that make sense, Larry?
Oh, yeah. That's what's lacking in the world today.
Yep. And we just need to keep working at it and keep praying for help. I see my friend Kurt is on. Kurt, how you doing today?
Kurt, I think you got us confused with Kurt. This is Ron, Robert.
Oh, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Hi, Larry. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Nice hearing yours, too.
Linda and I bring you greetings from Cancun, Mexico.
Oh.
We just got back from a trip, our 50th wedding anniversary celebration, and I just recovered getting back from I had knee surgery, so I'm put back together here, and we're going to be rocking and rolling. And I'm just so excited to hear what is going on in the lives of our friends and people that affiliate with us with the Hope Collection. And I'm going to encourage everybody that's on the call today, before and they may come on this call on another day or even next week on the show, I'm going to encourage someone to go out, because each one of us wants to touch somebody that you've never brought to the show. Introduce them to the Hope Collection, the Golden Rule Society, and have them register. We're trying to expand our base of people that we reach out to. You never know whose life we can touch. And by having somebody listen in on one of our shows, they're more than likely to be touched. And that's our goal. Our objective is to make a difference. And we can only do that by getting beyond the circle of where we're within. When we reach out, by the way, that's paying it forward. When we reach out to others, we can be used to help turn the light on for somebody. And that's what we live for. So I thank you, everybody that's on the call today. Well, Lynn and I, we both are together today since she retired. It's wonderful. She's with me all the time. And we're doing some errands today, as usual, and medical things to take care of. But we're just so glad we were able to catch and touch base and say hi on the call today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that that information. And, you know, it's so important what you said about reaching out and touching people, touching their lives. And you know, when Joel Griffing introduced us to that, he called it the cycle of appreciation. When you reach out and help people, it will come back to you. Not that we expect that to happen, but it does happen. It doesn't make any difference whether we expect it to happen or not, because it will happen. And I see it every day when I'm working with people, how they, when they accomplish something in their lives, they get a big smile on their face, and they feel good about it. And then they say, thank you for helping me. Thank you for guiding us in the right direction, how to accomplish certain things. And I don't get paid for doing those things, but I do it because I think it's the thing that God wants us to do. And I think that that is my personal satisfaction that I get out of helping people. And that's when I see them happy about accomplishing something in their life that they've wanted to accomplish. And that's I think that's very important to see that and it's also important for us when someone does something for us, it's for us to thank them. And that's why I thank the Lord every day. I thank him for all the things that, all the blessings that he gives us, all the blessing he gives us every single day. And I thank him many times during the day for that. Sometimes I'll have a little situation either in one of my businesses or in my life and something I'm trying to accomplish. And I stop and say a little prayer, and I say, God, I'm turning it over to you. I want you to help me to accomplish this. And guess what? I find an answer how to accomplish it. And he doesn't come out with a big loud voice saying, Bob, here's what you need to do. Do this, this, and this. But it comes into our minds. At least in my case, it comes into my mind where that's what I got to do. I got to do this, this, and this, and it'll be done.
I tell you, Bob, just with our travel, we had so many people help us. You know, in the airports, those airports are so huge. And we had people just come out of nowhere and just help us because, you know, we had suitcases and we had run in a wheelchair because the airport was so huge for walking. And people just right and left helped us. One woman just ran and just bought us some water. I really needed, you know, because just the perfect people just stepped up at the most perfect time. And you know, and Rizzo, you doing that, but now this time we were on the receiving end. It was just so, such a blessing. The kindness of people was just wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. We appreciate you so much. You're always there with to give out some information to people that will help them, and we appreciate that. And I you know, God is good. I say this all the time. God is good, and he's given us so much, and he expects so little from us. All he really expects from us is for us to love him, and to tell other people about our feelings towards him. He wants us to spread the word. That's so important for us to do that. And I appreciate all that you guys are doing in so many areas in your lives. I know, Larry, you do a lot of work with the Elks Club. And
oh,
you've been in leadership roles in that, and so forth, and that club, by the way, accomplishes great things, and you introduced me to that club, and I have not really gotten involved too much in the meetings and stuff, but I do read the correspondence that comes out every day, and the kinds of things that. That the Elks is doing, how they're helping special needs children and how they're working with veterans and seniors and so forth, and it's just a great organization, and I'm thankful that you've introduced me to it, and helped me to get started in that organization. So, and I know you and your son are very actively involved in it. So. We appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
And I guess you guys got anything else you wanna bring up before we? Well, we got about 10 minutes, a little over 10 minutes left on the show today. And I think I mention all the time that I have a large family, and that's one of the reasons why I suggested that I do this show, which is focused on the family unit and focused on honoring family traditions and relationships, and that's what we try to do in the show. Even though we other subjects come up while we're talking about it, but we always try to focus on each show, the area that show is focused on. Like Mary's been doing a lot of shows in the health and wellness area, and others like Ron Clayton, the president of the board, him and Len Kane. They do the show tomorrow, which is a Friday. Every Friday they do their co-hosts talking about the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection and things that we're working on together to accomplish more for other people and to help them, such as the Kindness Campaign and various other things that... Can you still hear me, Larry?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. It sounded like I might have dropped off. But anyway, they talk about things like that on the Friday show, and it's an excellent show. I would recommend that to everybody and anybody. By the way, we don't exclude anybody from our programs. That's why we broadcast the number all the time. It's 714-816-4686. And I'm so happy that we can have people come on and talk to them about things in their lives, and so anyway, I just want to talk a little bit about children's growth. Because I think it's so very important that we teach our children. But Larry, you and I are at the point in our lives where we don't have any new children. But I do have a lot of grandchildren. And as a matter of fact, this past year, we added a new granddaughter and a new great grandson. So we're still working with children, even at our age, and I'm older than most of you, but I just love to work with the children and to try to help them to learn new things. And it brings back a lot of memories in my mind, to things that I did to help my children. Because the growth of the children is important, that we connect them with the spiritual aspect of life first. I think it's important that they understand that, that they understand the spiritual. And how do we do that? Well, the best way to do that is to get them involved in the church, get them involved in little things like handing out bulletins or talking to their friends and encouraging their friends to meet them at church. And helping them to learn the different aspects of the religion that they're involved in. In our case, we are very active Roman Catholics, and I know Larry is too in his family. So we do things like that to help them to understand the importance. We have in our church the children usually every single mass we have children involved in helping with the mass, like maybe carrying the cross up to the altar, helping the priest during the mass and things like that. We have the children involved in that. And it's very important to their development to help them in that area, and it also spills over into other areas, because if you learn the things that the religion teaches through the Bible and through the priest and through the ministers and so forth in your church, then it will spill over into them. Helping their friends and helping other people that they know to understand those things and to get involved in those things. So I think that makes sense, and I think that's what God wants us to do. At least that's my interpretation of it, of what He wants us to do. He wants us to pay it forward to others and not expect anything in return, except maybe eternal salvation, because if we do the things that He wants us to do, there's probably no question that when it comes to judgment time, we're going to be up there with God and with Jesus and all the saints and so forth. We're going to be up there with them, and so I think that's another aspect of it that's very important, is to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and not expect anything in return. And it will come, because God says you do that, and you will be rewarded in your lifetime, and even after your lifetime, in eternity. So I think those kinds of things are important for those reasons. Would you agree with that, Larry?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
most definitely.
I know that's the way you live your life, and you're always helping out with anything that needs to be done. You're helping out, and I appreciate that so much. You set a great example for so many of us, and that's what Jesus did. He set a great example for all the people in the world. He he taught people to learn by doing. When he sent his disciples out around the world and preached a good word to the people, and they were afraid they wouldn't be able to do it because they didn't know how to speak to the people. He said, "Don't worry about it. I'll give you what you need." And when they came back from their visits to other countries and so forth, they said, "Oh, you were so right. It's amazing what we were able to accomplish. And we didn't even know that we would be able to accomplish those things because he gives us whatever we need. And all we have to do is ask and you shall receive. And in most cases, we don't even have to ask. He'll give it to us without us asking." So I'm a firm believer in that. And I know you are, Larry, a firm believer in it also by the way I see you do things, helping people all the time without people even asking you. You do things, and thank you for that. We appreciate you so much.
You're welcome.
Anyway, thank you. Anyway, we got about 3 minutes left, and I just want to remind people that we broadcast this show, the radio show, 5 days a week, and on Saturdays we have a special conference call. With the same telephone number, 714-816-4686. The Saturday morning show at 9 o'clock is called a coaching show. And basically what we do is we talk about what each of us are doing, and we get suggestions from others in the group, maybe a better way to do it or something that might help us in what we're trying to accomplish. So it's a good way of learning and a good way of coaching each other and encouraging each other. And so these shows also do that. We talk about things that are important. We believe that are important to everyone that's listening and everyone that's coming on the show and participating in the show. And by the way, we're broadcasting to over 100 countries now on the internet. So this show is being listened to by a lot of people. Now, unfortunately, they cannot talk with us unless they dial in. So that's why I encourage people to dial in. Is the 714-816-4686. It's because you can be a vital, important part of the show. Because everyone has something to add. I don't care who they are, and I don't care what they do or where they live. But they can have something. We find that all the time where people have things that they bring on the show to talk about. So I thank the good Lord for that, for helping us to get this show moving forward, and it's growing. It's growing every day, and Mary's been a very vital, important part of that. And we have some new members in the past year. We've added a number of new members on the board of directors, which I'm part of. They have come up with new ideas, and they've helped us to rebuild the whole system of the Hope Collection. Because it was a very big program, and it's been around for almost 20 years, most of it, and it needed to be updated. So that's all been pretty well. We're still working on parts of it, but most of it's been renovated, and so we're happy that's working, So anyway, I think we're about out of time now, and I just want to thank you, Larry, for coming on. And Mary's dropped off, but I want to thank her also, and Linda, who came on from Buffalo, and any others that might be listening out there. We want to thank you. We appreciate you, and I'm inviting you right now to come on anytime you want to, any day, Monday through Friday. From noon to 1 o'clock, and you don't have to be on the whole show. You can just come on for a few minutes and say hi, and introduce yourself, and we'll be happy to talk with you. I want to just say God bless you all, and God bless America, and we're signing off now. And thank you, Larry, for coming on and sharing with us and passing on information to other people. We appreciate you too much and what you do. And thank you, Mary, even though you're not on here now. I just want to say thanks to Mary and to Linda, who was on from Buffalo. Linda, by the way, is a very important part of the Hope Collection. She is her and her husband, Ron. Ron is the president of the board, and he is helping all of us to carry on the legacy of Dr. Joel Griffin that he had developed this program many, many years ago. Asked us all if we would be part of it, and most of us say yes. We'll help out. And when he asked me to be a host on the radio show, I was very reluctant to do that. But I am so happy I did it, and I'm so happy that I learned the techniques and how to set it all up and how to invite people and so forth. And I'm so appreciative of all the things that he did. He was a tremendous servant leader, both him and his wife. And I talked to her probably 3 or 4 times a month about different aspects that we're working on and different things that we're involved in. And so she's still very active, even though Joel has passed. And he fought cancer for many years. And he finally, the good Lord said, it's time. Come on up, Joel. And I believe that he's up there. Teaching up there. He was a tremendous servant leader, a tremendous teacher. So anyway, thank you all for listening, and God bless you all, and God bless America, and you all have a great day. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off right now. And Larry, I'll be calling you later today because I want to talk to you about a couple things, okay?
All right. Take care, Bob.
Oh, yeah, you too. Have a great day. Say hi. Say hi to Josie and Lawrence, okay, my friend?
Say hello to your beautiful wife, too. Thanks.